With the changing of the seasons from winter to spring, you can start to sense the transformation taking place in our natural landscape. Although humans rely heavily on our vision to understand the world around us, in times of seasonal transition, we can also detect subtle changes with our other senses. If you find a quiet place, away from the loud noises of city life, you can start to hear the songs of the changing landscape, with big help from our very own Bay Birds. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at the world of the California towhee. Welcome to Bay Birds. From spring through summer, our skies are filled with the cheerful voices of many songbirds. These beautiful melodies come from our smaller birds, like sparrows and mockingbirds, and can be best heard in the early morning and late afternoon. These birds usually sing while perching on a branch or a tall structure for many to hear their beautiful songs. Although many birds may be singing in the trees, oftentimes you can see other vocalists foraging around the ground like the California towhee. The California towhee is not a flashy bird. It has a dull brown coloration with very little in the way of distinguishing characteristics. This nondescript bird may lead you to believe that it is hard to identify, but not many North American birds have such a uniformly brown coloration as the California towhee. In fact, the most conspicuous feature of the California towhee is a small patch of rust red under its tail. This is an amateur birder's dream. But where can you find one? The California towhee, as their name suggests, is primarily found in California. They are native to dry habitats that contain many shrubs, but they have also made a home for themselves in many low-elevation towns from southern Oregon to Baja California. As a spot that is right in the heart of their range, the San Francisco Bay Area is a great place to spot a California towhee. When they are not on a perch, singing their simple yet beautiful song, California towhees are foraging around the ground. Staying close to the protection of shrubs and trees, the small sparrow-like bird runs or hops along the ground, looking for a tasty treat. Mainly a vegetarian, the California towhee eats many seeds from grasses and herbaceous plants, but they will supplement their diet with protein and fat-rich insects during the breeding season. To find food, the California towhee has a very interesting foraging strategy, known as the double scratch. While on the ground, the towhee will move forward and then jump backwards, using their feet to scratch the ground below them. The scratching of their feet turns over the leaves on the ground, and if anything delicious is found, they quickly snag it up with their beak. To find a California towhee of your own, look around the ground and in low-growing shrubs. Also, keep your ears tuned for their song, a metallic chirp that increases in frequency before suddenly stopping. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.